Hey, it's Eric here with Jonathan at the MRAs, the Mexican Restaurant Awards.
We are super excited for tonight. And look, there goes Kanye Guisada. Mr. Guisada, how are you today? Huh? Fam, I'm excited, fam. Huh?
Oh, and look, there's Cheesy F Baby. Cheesy, who are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing Chili Versace, Young Moolah.
We will see all of you inside if we patiently wait to see who the winner for the best Mexican restaurant is.
Please welcome your hosts, Wei Fieri and Benicio Del Toro.
Hey, this is Wei Fieri, and I'm rolling out. And I'm here with Benicio Del Toro to announce the winner of the best Mexican restaurant. Well, this is something I've never seen before. There are no nominees because Tigre Burrito is in a class of its own. From their breakfast and lunch burritos to their magnificent menuda, your taste buds will be taken down a flavor town.
They're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas, and are open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make sure to let them know you heard about them on the J.P. Lopez Show.
Hey.
John Eric. Media. Media. Media.
Here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chichis out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show.
Y volver, volver. What's up? Thank you for tuning back into the J.P. Lopez Show, man. I'm very fucking honored to have you two guys on the podcast. We got some first timers here. They're brothers. They go by the name of Miguel, Mike, Boo Boo, and Mark. And man, I really love. I when you gave me the green light and said, "Hey, we'll be there today," man, dude, I was like a little girl just peed in my panties. My panties got wet.
pick or it doesn't count.
So what's up, guys?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Yeah. How was the weekend, man? I saw that you smoked some beef rib, some dinosaur bones.
Yeah, man, that's something that we've been playing with for a little bit. I don't know, we just want to offer a little bit more smoked items. Did that and some barbacoa. The barbacoa is something that we've been kind of just talking about more and more because, well, barbacoa, barbecue right there. So
yeah, for sure, man.
Of West Texas.
Smoked barbacoa. I said it when I had the guys from Bubba and Breeze grilled cheese. Smoked barbacoa just hits differently, and it's so good, man. Not a lot of people do it, you know. Most people cook it in the slow cooker and a pressure cooker or whatever, but that smoked barbacoa is awesome, man. For the listeners that don't know, sorry, man. You guys, shout out. Let's do your shout outs. You represent Jimenez
Tortilla, Tortilla and Taqueria.
Yeah, and your barbecue spot is,
yeah. So we're Friends Barbecue, just by Jimenez. Well, we're both part of Jimenez Tortilla y Taqueria. Friends Barbecue right here as well. We're doing pop ups, trying to get into a food truck later on. Shout out to mom.
Shout out, mom. Yeah. GoFundMe and what's your Venmo so they can start sending money?
Venmo Michael-Flores-61. Please send me money so I can
Fives,
get my dog.
10s, 20s, they all work.
I ain't picky.
What is coming to America? We like the chain. We like the money that makes a jingle, but we want the money that folds or something like that. We prefer the money that folds or some shit like that.
Man, as long as it's shiny, I'll take it.
I'm good, man.
So you've never seen us play poker on a Sunday then, dude. We don't play with dollars. We play with pennies and nickels.
Oh, really? The Loteria type shit?
Sure, basically.
I remember as a kid, we played Loteria with the beans. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, where's the money at, man? Yeah. But anyways, once again, man, happy to have y'all both on.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have y'all on. Mm-hmm. I'll just jump into it, man. Jimenez, do you feel or because to me, Jimenez is a Lubbock staple. Now, granted, there was a gap in between, you know, restaurants.
Yeah.
But when you go to the Mexican community with pan dulce for forever, man. Trust me, I know. Yeah. So then you feel like it's a Lubbock staple.
So it the Jimenez is always going to be synonymous in Lubbock with pan dulce. It is what it is. My grandfather started it back in 69. My grandfather actually started working at Mrs. Camp's prior to 69, and so he made it the bakery. It was the only one for the longest time, so everybody just grew up with Jimenez being a panadería. After he passed in 80, that's when the restaurant came about, and but bread has always been tied to it. Even when we opened up the taqueria, my intentions were we're not going to do any bread. If anything, we're going to purchase it from the one downtown before they shut down. And we tried to hold off as long as we could, but every damn question was, when is the pan dulce? When is the pan dulce? And I'm like, after a while, I just said, you know what? We started off with donuts, and then we did the marble cake, and I was fine with that. And then
them donuts were fire.
Yeah, they really were.
We want to bring them back. Yeah, dude, it's 5 hours. 5 hours. Well,
y'all get there at 2 just to start them. Like, this past Sunday, just to get started on the barbacoa, and I was still kind of behind. I got there at 2 as well, and I was like, dude, our mom and Mark right there, it's basically a two-man crew.
So how those Asians do it? They got it down to a system.
Well, funny you ask. So I was talking to a lady who worked at the Rise and Shines. They're Cambodians. So, but what they do is they bring Cambodians and they only sell the donuts locally or within this region to other Cambodians. But they bring them in and they train them to be bakers. And so what they do is they learn...
fresh off the boat type shit. Yeah,
it's always a two-man crew. They get there at 10 at night and they bake until about 5 in the morning. And then another crew comes in and sells. And that's what they do 7 days a week. But what they do is they do that long enough to where they can purchase their own, purchase one of the bakeries out, and then they bring in another crew. And so that's how they start owning them. Yeah, it was a weird conversation. Man, I find out so much stuff working there.
So let me ask both of y'all separately, though. How do you – does the inflation now, does it piss you off?
What do you mean?
Because you have to raise – I'll start with you, like – your barbecue, bro, like, it's not cheap. Mm-mm. And you want to put out quality meat, so you're not like getting meat from a cheap source.
No, like, one of the questions that I always get from people wanting to do caterings is like, hey, what if we buy the meat for you? And I'm like, no, can't do that, because one, I don't know where they're getting that meat from. I don't know if it's like something that they've had in their freezer for like 2 years or
something.
And
you don't want your name on that either.
No, I really don't. Like, me, I'm gonna pick just quality meat. Like, right now we're looking at prime prices and everything yesterday, and like, prime's expensive, man. You go anywhere and you're looking at around $5 a pound. You're looking at choice, that's going to be around like $4 a pound right there. So it's massive.
And that's my question, is like, does that kind of mess with your mind or your mental, because you're like, man, not a lot of people can afford what you're putting out, but you're putting out some quality stuff that but it's just simply not cheap.
It's not so much like messing with my mind, like thinking, crap, people can't afford this. It's more so trying to market towards those who are willing to stay in line, willing to pay that extra fee, because they're not only looking for just the food, they're also looking for the experience that you get as well. They're looking for the people that are serving it. And two, it's really just, I don't know, like, you're just trying to put out like just something fantastic in front of them. You're not trying to put something cheap out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where me and him always have this conversation. Is like, I get the barbecue side of it. Trust me, it took a friend of ours, Arnest, to break it down for me on how they figure out the price in the barbecue. And so I figured, once I understood that, it made sense to me. But whenever he started putting out barbecue and we tried to do the collab inside the restaurant, I had to look at it from the aspect of my clientele. I love them to death, but they're not inclined to paying, you know, $8, $9, $10, $12 for a taco.
Yeah.
And so that was my hesitation when he brought it on, because he was like, no, this is standard pricing. And so at first time I was nervous. I was like, man, we're charging $9 for one brisket taco. And right off the bat, it was a success. But it was a key set of clients that were coming in for that. Now, I still had my other clients coming in for the barbacoa menudo and all that other stuff, but it was a certain clientele that was just coming in for that barbecue. It would buy some other stuff, but you could tell who was buying the barbecue and who was buying everything else.
Wow.
It was weird to kind of sit back and watch it.
Yeah.
It's more so like having to explain over and over again, like, not only like what you're getting, but like just truly like what is on each taco, like trying to explain what a 6-inch tortilla is. Like, of course, to us guys, like 6 inches, that's a lot, but man, like to other people, they're just gonna
sometimes
hear like
they make them long, so
like, yeah, because it's too much, you know. Some if you talk to some girls, 6 inches is not enough, yeah. So
hey, I will tell you, every girl will be every girl will be satisfied with 3 inches. Give her a credit card, it's always 3 inches.
Sorry, Mom. So, back to the origins of Jimenez. So, was that your mom that started it?
So, my grandfather passed. After he passed, they all came together, and all the siblings took ownership in Jimenez Bakery and Restaurant. Back in about 93-ish, she broke off and started Jimenez Burrito Express and Bakery. When I graduated high school, I was going to Tech, but I also broke off and I started working with them, and I became a partner with them. And so we ran it up until 93. So that's how we broke off of it. Then, in 2003. 2003, McDougal came and did the whole revitalization of the Overton area.
And y'all were in on University,
yeah,
right?
Right now, I think it's a Starbucks parking lot or the AT&T parking lot.
Yeah,
it was on 6th University, so it was perfect, man. The days back then were amazing.
It was catty corner to the stadium.
Yeah. So what we would do on game days is we would shut it down early. So depending on what time the game started, we'd always shut it down like 2 hours early. This was when you could do stuff like this. We would pull out a smoker or a grill. I would make a beer run, buy all the beer. That's when I used to drink. Buy all the beer that I could. I'd make a trip down to the United. And by then, we kind of knew some of the people there, so they would kind of give us a discount. But I'd buy all the meat. We'd marinate it and just start grilling out. So we'd shut it down 2 hours prior, start cooking. And as customers come by, we would just, hey, free beer, free food.
Oh, wow. Free food?
Yeah. So, yeah. Nice. My only deal is you would have to stay inside the restaurant because I didn't want to get hit with a ticket. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the customers would come in, park, and they wouldn't make it to the game because you could hear everything. If it was televised, you could watch it, but you're right there, you could hear everything. And so they'd just keep back and sit.
It was a tailgate environment.
Yeah. Perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, because I can tell you, man, I've been tailgating for most of my life, and I know several people that have tailgated with me throughout all the years, and they've probably made like two games, but they're there religiously every tailgate. Like, so yeah, man, that's badass. Free food, bro.
Yeah, I mean, at the time,
it was just customer appreciation. You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we advertised on what is it?
Magic 93.
No, the other one. not Magic 93. It was the other one at the time. Power 106.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when it was Power 106.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So we advertised with them for the longest time, but that was the only advertisement we had, and so it was just more. Well, a lot of our clientele, they were tech students, so they couldn't afford anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we would just cook out and just really party the whole time.
That's sweet, man. Hell, yeah.
So we did that, and then, three shut it down.
Yeah. When did the downtown close? Do you remember?
I think it was about a year.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Here, son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little over a year ago.
I know that the big old plant that y'all had on that wall, I swear every time we went there, my wife tried to steal a clipping off of that. and I legit would have to be like, what the fuck? Like, no, you can't fucking. And she's like, they're not going to notice a clipping. And I'm like, no, what the fuck is wrong with you?
They probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, she's got a total green thumb, and like our house is full of plants. But you were the pitmaster for the Shack?
Yeah, not the main pitmaster. So there was this dude, Toon, that trained me, and he was there with me. He took half the week, and I took the other half. So I was doing that while finishing off at Tech. Of course, I graduated and moved out to Dallas for a couple of years. Was a food broker out there with Acosta. And then we ended up getting bought out by the second largest food brokerage company, so that laid off everyone nationwide.
And oh wow.
That was about the time that they were getting ready to start up. I was like, I think it's just time for me to go home. Like, everything's just kind of falling in place. And Andrew from Hill Barbecue, shout out to the homie, he was like, hey man, like, if you ever want to get back into it, just let me know. I always got a spot for you. And I had a few other spots from like different joints as well, just from around.
Were you with Andrew when he was in Leveland?
No, I didn't. I didn't know him then. The first time Embers. I met him, I was
Embers. Yeah.
They're right there across from the Taco Bell. But yeah, first time I met him, him and Jewel, they're slanging it out over there under the tent down over there at the CASP. And I remember just hearing a lot of customers just talk about Hill Barbecue. I was like, man, who the hell is Hill Barbecue? Like, I just keep hearing that name. So I went to go check it out. I was like, damn, this shit is good.
I would like to consider myself one of the first loyal customers that they had. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, Andrew talks highly about you, man.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that makes me feel good. Because him and Jewel have a special place in my heart.
Dude, they're solid people. Like, their kids, Tanner, their dad, dude, Dennis, they're amazing.
He's
people.
A trip.
Man, so, all of them are great, but
so sidebar, mm-hmm. We're Mexican, bro. Mm-hmm. Raza buys your first, we buy our first home at the age of 40.
Fair. I actually do that.
I'm sure there's some high achievers that are before then, but.
Yeah, Mark.
So, okay, so bought my first home, right? So, like anything, mm-hmm. Christmas is at my house, you know, it's my first year. Mm-hmm. So, setting up Christmas, well, my suegra gets pissed, and my wife doesn't tell me until Christmas Eve that my suegra's not bringing no food. She's like, it's your party, your house, you make the food. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's Christmas Eve, bro. What the fuck? I'm not shitting you, bro. I don't know Andrew. I mean, I just know him from going to Embers on his little canopy stand. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, dude, do you have a brisket for sale? And it's 5 a.m. on Christmas morning, bro. It's just a long shot. It was a Hail Mary. I really didn't.
Give me 20 minutes.
I really didn't think that he would even see the message, let alone reply. Well, he replied like at 6 a.m. and says, yeah, I have a brisket. It's a vacuum sealed. It's vacuum sealed at such and such price. Dude, he could have charged me like $300. I had to have bought it. You know what I mean? But he didn't. I'm just saying. Like,
he's a solid dude.
Like,
man.
Yeah, and he didn't screw me over. I meet him to go buy the brisket at like 8 in the morning. I explain the situation. And this is honestly what sold me to be a permanent customer of them. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know what, man? I can tell my wife to go home and make you some sides, like, beans, rice, whatever. And I was just like, dude, it's Christmas. Like, who offers that type of shit?
Andrew. Like, Andrew and Joel. Yeah. Andrew and Joel all day.
And I was like, dude, I appreciate that. I've got, like, potato salad, like, from cold, you know what I mean?
It's not going to match up to their sides.
Oh, believe me. Mm-hmm. Believe me. But I'm not going to have him just go home in Christmas and you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So I appreciated it. I told him thank you. But he saved Christmas, and forever since that day, like, I will always be, like, forever a loyal customer of theirs.
He's like a hillbilly Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And they are awesome people, man. Shout out to Hill Barbecue.
Dude, they are. Like, honestly, I still call Andrew one of my mentors and everything, because if I have a question about things, I'll still go to him. Like, the Shack, I'm very grateful for, because that's where my love of barbecue started. Like, one, it started, like, mom was like, why do you want to do barbecue? Like, it's so long and hot, and it smelled like smoke. And I was like, I don't know, because none of y'all know how to do it. So I wanted to go do that.
It's true.
And then I just fell in love with it. Then moved away, wanted to learn something different, learned the corporate side. And I was like, man, this is boring. I don't like this. So I came back, and Andrew, he showed me, like, a whole different side of things where, honestly, like, it's like a little bit deeper, and it's more by like feel. It's more by love at that point. And
yeah,
it's just cool.
And like, you know,
that's just the love that he has for barbecue.
Anyway. Exactly. But you know what makes me even more understanding of him being a badass individual is you worked for him. You broke off to do your own mm-hmm. barbecue, and he's still all love and support for you.
Well, yeah, like yeah. Him and Jewel, man, like. Can't discredit Jewel like any. That girl could throw down. Like, sure, she's even doing her own pop-up coming
I've seen
in
that.
July.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that one I'm excited for. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing. Like, she gets looked over a lot, and dude, like, both of them just have nothing but love for people. And it's just cool. Like, I didn't have to go to Red Dirt with them. They they could have just like left me out on that, but they're like, you still want to go? I was like, hell yeah, I still want to go. So
hell yeah,
me and my girlfriend, we went, man, and it was a blast. Like, it really was. It was hot, it was long, there was a lot of music, there was some beer.
Yeah,
it was just, it was a good time.
And what attracted like me to you, bro, is I'd go in there all the time and I didn't even know you know me. You'd be like, hey, what's up, JP? And you and Cole were always a good time in there. Like, it was all... Dude, that place is awesome, bro. Mm-hmm. That place is awesome. But my question to you is, what was your degree in food science?
My degree was in REM, Restaurant, Hotel, and Institutional Management.
Okay.
So I learned the food and beverage side, just kind of more management than anything. It's... Man, shut up. it's almost like a business degree. Like,
I still have to do all the numbers.
No, I told you my numbers. You looked at them yesterday, and you're like, oh, these are actually pretty right.
That's actually, yeah. That's quite impressive.
No, like, it's almost like a business degree. It's just more catered to the restaurant side than anything, restaurant, hotel. So, like, I learned how to make beer. I learned all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I didn't even know you worked at the Shack. Just shooting the shit with Mark, waiting for my order to come up. And he mentioned you were at the that you started at the Shack. And I was like, holy shit. Like,
I know a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how to make sausage. That's it.
I'm really excited that...
Not as good as Rudy. It's all right.
Dude, Rudy's is good. I can't even lie.
Sorry, that's just a little inside joke we have.
You have a thing against Rudy's?
No. It's just since they started doing the sausage, I'm like, man, he goes, how does it taste?
Not even sausage, it was barbecue. Yeah. I was like, man,
how does it taste? I was like, man, it's not as good as Rudy's, but it's all right.
Like, that, I guess that's the gold standard because, like, well, you know what you're getting every time at Rudy's.
So, what is it about an everyday barbecue joint that, because...
Define everyday, like your everyday.
Like a Rudy's.
It's just very commercialized, like...
It's just mass made.
You go into Rudy's, do you know, like, who that cutter is?
No.
Unless you're literally going in every day. Like, you don't know who the cutter is, you don't know who the pitmaster is. You go into, say, Hill. You go into Hill, you go into Evie Mays, you go into Tom and Bingo's. You go into, well, Wiley's, Eddie's on East 50th, come eat with me.
Dude, shout out Wiley's, does not get enough respect.
Dude.
I used to always say that Wiley's was very underrated. And even back in the day when they would sell Lockhart sausage, man, I would hit that place up all the time.
Wiley's, Powell's on West 19th.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been there.
He is the OG of the food truck industry.
Really?
You're in love with it.
Yeah. I know.
The non-moving
food. Eddie's, my dad was a loyal customer of Eddie's for forever, man.
Dude, his Frito pie, it's good. Yeah. But you go into any of those places and you know exactly who you're talking to. You know who cooked it. You know who they are.
Yeah.
But you go into, like, say, a Dickie's or a Rudy's, and I'm not trying to discredit any of that because you know what you're getting every single time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same.
But what I'm going towards is, I don't think that there's enough love being put in that meal, you know what I mean, that you have and Evie Mays and Tom and Bingo and Hill Barbecue has, that puts that out for a Wednesday through Saturday or Wednesday through Sunday.
Those people are just looking for the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And in all honesty, I mean, that's what business is all about. You are looking at that bottom dollar. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you pull everything aside, it is to make money. But the Hill, the Wiley's, the Evie Mays, all those, they really do it, yes, for the money, but they do it more for the love and the service, the customer service.
It's about the craft for us, man. Like, honestly, ask Mark. Like, once I started doing this on my own, even there at Hill, like, there would be multiple weekends where I was awake all weekend long and maybe sleeping for, like, an hour or two. Like, even now, like, especially if I have a pop-up, I'm awake probably for 72 hours straight. Like, it's that dedication. It's that love. Like, shoot, even Mark... Like,
I've got the video. He's asleep.
I'm asleep in front of the customer. I can't even lie. I'm asleep in front of the customer sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I'll give it to him. No, there, he does. He. But like you said, that's just the commitment that comes with it. Is he knows. I mean, even talking to Ian from Tom and Bingo's, he came in one day and he looked drained. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, the Winnebago, dude, it's kicking ass.
Yeah.
I was like, that good? He's like, yeah. He's like, I just need to now find time to sleep. But that's part of it.
No, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do you think that, like, okay, so you started your own barbecue spot, right? Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's get to it. Let's promote your pop-up.
Yeah. No, so honestly, like, I can't even like take all the credit with it. It's me and my buddy Adam, and then our girlfriends help out tremendously. Mm-hmm. Mark and our mom, they're right there, like helping out as much as they can too. Like, shoot, our mom, she's been handling with the beans for us the past couple of times. Like,
but it's June 25th.
June 25th at LBK Brewery in downtown. So at the brewery, LBK.
Yeah, so. And if you're listening to this, I'll promote all week. Your ticket. Purchasing, you can Venmo you for the ticket, and it feeds a family of four, and yeah. it's your meats and your sides.
Yeah, so you're getting about 3/4 of a pound of brisket. You're getting like 2 sausage links, which is about a pound or a half a pound right there. Which one's going to be a cheesy hot link made with Oaxaca cheese, and then the other's going to be a chorizo one that we're working on, and then you're also going to have a pound of ribs. Which honestly, I'm a big fan of our ribs. Like, I don't eat my own food. Like, you ask any person, they won't eat their own mm-hmm. food, but these I could go to town on. Then you're going to have elote, you're going to have charro beans, you're going to have green chili cheese hominy, and what's the last one?
Concha banana pudding.
No, there was another side.
Concha? Oh,
yeah, the apple concha? Coleslaw. Yeah, the apple coleslaw.
Concha then, banana pudding?
Yeah.
Shit, that's the price in itself.
Mm-hmm. So hell you're getting 2 sides of that right there.
Fuck.
Of course, you're getting all the fixings. You're getting well, corn tortillas with that. You're getting hot sauce. You're getting barbecue sauce. You're getting pickles, onions, jalapenos, radishes. You're getting all that, man.
And your pickles and your onions are homemade?
Yeah, we do everything in-house. Like, everything is done in-house, whether it's partly done by Jimenez or partly done by us. So
hell
everything's
yeah.
done in-house, man.
And this is your third pop-up, bro.
Yeah, this is our third pop-up.
This is awesome, man.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that this is your first pop-up that I'm off, and I can't wait. I cannot wait, bro. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, tickets might go fast, so get your tickets, like, ASAP, because...
They've been selling, man. Honestly, they've been going. So, Sally Taylor, the whole crew out there at LBK, at West Table, Dirk's crew, like, it's all one family over there. They've been pushing it. Sally's been really pushing it and everything, and I'm excited because the first one was more people that we knew, people that wanted to support us, people that wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And, of course, that one was a big one. Didn't realize how many people we knew between
good
us.
Good God. Yeah, that was insane.
Y'all's first one, the pictures that I saw.
That whole place was packed out.
Exactly. Like it was yeah. And that's got to make you feel good, right?
Oh, dude, like, I thought I was going to, like, be honest. Like, one, I thought I was going to cry. And then, two, I thought I was going to shit myself. So I was like, damn, this is a lot of people.
You're going to be like Ramos crying and shitting.
Yeah,
Like his pop-up was so big. Like, we deliver tacos and chips on Sundays to Goodline. His pop-up was so big, they ran out of our tacos, ran out of Coke while they were waiting for his stuff to come out.
So oh, wow.
It was just insane.
Heck, yeah. And
No. We bought the last taco.
Oh, okay.
Literally, we bought the last taco because... One, like, we sold the barbecue, and then some stragglers came up and were like, I didn't know about barbecue. Do you still got any to sell? And we're like, yeah, we got some to sell. So I was selling, like, after the ticket sale, we sold some more. And then we were like, dang, we got nothing left. And then we're like, shoot, we haven't eaten all day. I wonder if they have any tacos. So me and a buddy shared a taco. Like, the last one.
Hey, man, that works out, right?
Yeah, it was cool to see because, nah, it's beautiful collaboration, beer and barbecue, man.
So y'all advertise... Y'all promote tacos on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they sell y'all's tortillas and tacos there on at Goodline on Sunday.
So yeah, they'll get a set number of asado and cheese tacos, and then barbacoa tacos, which is last one we did all his smoked barbacoa tacos on that.
Man, that one was wild.
Yeah, and then they'll get chips, a certain amount of chips and hot sauce, and so yeah, they'll just. Sell them.
My absolute favorite from Jimenez is the asado. Mm.
Asado and cheese
is
right there?
So good, man. Mm. It is really good. Do you see yourself every Sunday having the brisket taco and the beef?
Or is this just varies yeah. since right now Friends Barbecue, like me and Adam, we're so small. Like mm-hmm. we're not even in a truck or anything. So right now it just kind of varies, but later on we do want to get in that groove where they have enough for whatever they need, probably add a couple more items or something. And, yeah, just see kind of where it grows. But definitely the brisket.
Yeah.
The brisket's a staple. It's king here in Texas. So
you know what else is a staple? The marble cake.
True.
It's got pizzazz.
As Jose from Texas Monthly, he was like, it's like a pink cake, but with pizzazz.
But
That's legit what it is the pink cake. It's just...
So, marble cake is the true pink cake. So, yeah. All it is every... A lot of people, if you do the traditional one, you're just going to take the marble cake itself and dye it pink and then put birthday frosting on top with the sprinkles. Now, we make our own frosting. It's a cross between the icing that we use for the donuts and a few other ingredients to make it kind of smooth yet hard enough to where it doesn't crumble on me.
I've seen people talk shit to you because I've been there pretty early. And y'all have already sold out of the pink cake. And people are, like, legit mad at you.
So, man, the one that made me feel the worst is there's this older lady. And she, like, on Saturdays and Sundays, I know a lot of people get upset. They get pissed that we don't answer the phone. And for all you guys, I'm sorry, but we get so slammed that there is just no room to answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she was trying to call in, but she was coming in from La Mesa. She made it all the way down from La Mesa. She just went on a whim, and we were out. And she goes, I only came to Lubbock for that. And I felt so bad. So I told her, you know what, we'll have some tomorrow. And she goes, well, I'll make a trip back down. So I ended up giving her a few extra pieces. But yeah, I mean, I've gotten cussed out on the phone. I've gotten people that just flat out get pissed that we don't have it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you guys.
You know how to piss off a Mexican? Don't have the pink cake at Jimenez.
Pretty much.
Because that person was old, bro, and they were talking shit to you. And I was just like, dang, man. It's not that serious, lady, but okay.
You know what we need to do next time? Just send mom out there to go talk to them.
No.
No. I'll be honest. Like, and I tell mom this all the time. I love her to death. But, man, she is the scariest person I know.
Oh,
straight
and
up.
She's like this tall.
Oh, yeah, she's tiny.
That's how it
she's
is,
like
man.
Maybe 100 pounds. Maybe.
Yeah. So that's that old school Mexican.
It is.
Because, man, I've met a couple older Mexican ladies that are just little chihuahuas, and they put the fear of God in me. I'm like, I'm not messing with that old lady. Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's the thing. We still mess with her.
Yeah, we do.
Or lady.
What is your favorite item there?
Man, it's going to sound stupid, but. Don't really eat there.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to really
tap into. Don't get me wrong. It's good. I've eaten it before, but after working around it, and it just... It's kind of like you said, you don't really eat your own food, and it's just I'm around it. If I do happen to eat, man, the one that I really like, and it's kind of odd because I have, like, ulcers, so I have to watch how much intake I can take of spicy food. It's chile verde. It's one of our low-key items. It doesn't get a lot of attention to it. But it's actually really, really good. And so when I eat it with a lot of cheese just to kind of mellow it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's probably what I eat there. If not, I mean, I usually wait till I'm done and then go pick up something else.
Did your promotion for your art, for the taco art, did that bring in a lot of new customers?
Because
it seemed to me like a lot of people voted for that art.
There was quite a bit of submissions.
Yeah.
I mean, it brought in some. It brought in more light to the specialty tacos more than anything. I mean, it brought in a creative side. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to say because every year when tech comes in, we always get an influx of students. So I don't know if it brought more kids, more people, or it was just because the contest ended around February, end of January, and so that's about the time tech was coming in. So don't really know, but I know it generated enough buzz that. People like the stickers. I mean, shoot, the stickers go like crazy.
Oh, yeah. People love stickers, bro. And I know I do. But I think that you did the comeback, your new Jimenez spot. I think you did it badass, dude. What I mean by that is, number one, you're never going to have the complaint of service sucks because you don't have waitresses. You know what I'm saying? People might complain that their order takes forever. Hey, man, I'll wait 2 hours for the greatest hamburger ever. You know what I mean? And y'all's food is always on point, so I'll wait whatever. You know, people are always going to bullshit about how long the wait is. But there's no sit-down spot. Like, you call in to order if you're available to pick up the order. But anyways, you go in, you order, and you're out. And and I think that's a great deal, man. I really do.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, we obviously get the complaints. There's no drive through, or you have to get down, or blah, 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 blah. You know, you have to get out in the cold weather or the inclement weather. But, it is what it is.
I mean, what's a drive through though? you're going to have that one person wait at that spot until the order is, you know what I mean? And people are going to be pissed because they're waiting in the drive-thru for forever. Like, I think he did it good, man.
No, and almost, so I like the way it comes out. I mean, I know a lot of people ask, well, when are you going to open up a restaurant? When are you going to open a sit down? In all honesty, I have no plans
for it. No plans for it.
No, I mean, if I've put the numbers to it, and typically when most people go to like a restaurant to sit down, especially during lunch, during the weekday, typically you'll have an hour lunch. So that gives you 45 minutes to eat. It's usually two people. So at most, the bill is going to be around $20. With tip, probably $25. In that 45 minutes, do you know how many people I can turn over?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. A lot more so than that one
just,
table.
Yeah. In the business aspect, it just doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna get to it, man.
Go for it.
So what's your favorite feel-good memory?
Man, I mean, it's going to sound cliche, but it's my kids. Really, in all honesty, everything I've ever done has been towards them.
Yeah.
I guess if I have to pinpoint it one time, it is the last vacation that we had. It's the last true one that we had. We actually got to go to San Antonio. It was just me and the two boys, San Antonio, Corpus, and we just spent a week together. No worries, turned off my work phone, and it was just us out there.
Getting away from reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. It was perfect. No drama, no nothing. Just out there.
Are they into the food business too, or do they not want to follow dad and say we're into our own shit?
So my oldest boy Aiden, he didn't want to go to school, which I get it. School's not for everybody, but he's a workaholic, man. So he works at Amazon and he picks up multiple shifts. But on Wednesdays and Fridays, he comes and helps us out with the tortillas. And then my youngest one, he's going to college. He took the summer off, and he agreed to come and help. He's going into accounting and to kind of business, and so he kind of wants to learn the aspect of what we do. So he's gotten more into it, and he's usually the one that runs the front now. Like, he's capable of doing that. So I don't want to force it on him. I'm not going to be opposed if they ever decide to go into it. I would love for them to, but, you know, I want them to create their own path. Oh, if they were smart, they would stay away from restaurant industry and go become an accountant. True.
But it's in y'all's DNA, man.
It is.
Dude, well, we made the joke the other day, like, man, I swear, all we are born to do is just cook.
Pretty much.
I even tried to get away. I moved out to Dallas, got a corporate job. It paid really well. Had my own apartment right there on downtown. Now I'm over here cooking barbecue, taking pictures of tacos. All day, all night, just slaving away.
No, but in all honesty, I like I said, if they do follow it, I would be 100% ecstatic. Because, I mean, yeah, you always want your kids to, you know,
follow
in the footsteps. But, man, the restaurant industry is brutal. I mean, it's just a tough industry, and it's sad to say, like, right now, we're losing restaurants left and right. And so, I mean.
Miss you, Raspados.
Yeah, Raspados.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw they were closing.
Rangel's, El Chaviena. I heard there's a couple more that are fixing to go down.
Wow. Have you made a way to Wolford for Tigre Burrito?
Man, I was going to tell you about it. I found them out.
Yeah,
so,
and that went.
Yeah, man, Tigre, I've been trying to shout them out for the longest time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, they're legit.
They're a sponsor on this show.
That's good.
Yeah.
I found out that the owners of Tigre are the owners of Anna's. And it's a Mexican restaurant.
No, I don't think so. Tigre and Wolford? Mm-hmm. No, they're not the same owners for Manos. Sure. Yeah. Unless they haven't told me that.
Well, the only reason is because I get a certain customer that comes in, and so we were talking, and I was like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. She's like, no, we moved further away, and she works at Anna's. And she goes, hey, yeah, down there at Tigre, they have a birdie. It's named after her daughter. Birdie Burrito. And I was like, oh yeah, you know them? They're like, yeah, they're part of us.
Okay, maybe it hadn't been disclosed to me that they've got partners, but
sure, just go ask.
I don't want to say yes or no, but Theater Burrito is a sponsor of the show, and
no, they are legit.
Yeah, and their stuff is good.
They're fire, bro. They're fire. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was gonna ask, if you had a favorite Mexican joint other than obviously yourselves.
For me, probably Poliberto's.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I get they down slap, with their huh? canillasada fries. Like, that stuff is good.
Really?
Shoot, what's the other place, though?
What's your favorite Poliberto's? The dude, east side.
Gotta be over there on the east side.
Yeah, like, the original.
Yes. Dude, right there, just doing that whole drive through, even going up to the little window. Man,
where the drive was like 20 feet
tall. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Don't go in there in a little car.
Dude, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, taco shops and burgers, but they slap.
Yeah.
Sure, like, yesterday I had cha-chas, too. And, man, my cousin JP over there.
Cha-chas? Man, mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of them.
Over there across from Blue Light.
Next to Triple J's?
Where Hank's Chicken used to
be. Oh, wow.
Speaking of, dude, Hank's Chicken, if you ever find his food truck, too, need to get some gizzards or some chicken from him.
Oh, he sells gizzards?
Yeah.
Wow.
He does them to order, though.
Okay.
So it takes a minute, but at least they're not soggy or chewy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, granted, I know family. People think we're completely biased on it, but Cha-Cha's, hands down, the best burger in town.
It was solid.
Everybody else there can cook, but I highly recommend if you go there and you're going to get the burger, ask for Cha-Cha or B.
Yeah.
Make it for you.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's if she's in town, though.
Yeah. She puts a special touch on it. Tremendous.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I go back to saying. Like, it's made with love. Like, yeah, for sure.
So, no, I mean, a lot of people, like, they'll come into the restaurant, and I am the worst salesman because I'm always telling them, hey, go here, go there, go wherever. But, no, I tell them where to go. Like, one place that gets a lot of, that doesn't get enough recognition, and it's a staple that's been here forever in some form or fashion, is Meat Taco Village. Over there on North, on Regis Street.
Regis. Mm-hmm. Regis.
Right now they're hurting because they got all that construction going on.
Yeah, that construction messed them up.
For tacos, I like Oliberto's. What I usually get there is I'll get their asada, but I'll have them put, squeeze some extra lime in it and have them put rice and beans.
I like the asada quesadilla from Poliberto's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't ever go wrong with that.
Man, quesadillas, picantes. You get their fajita quesadilla, it's legit.
Damn, I didn't even know they had a quesadilla. What's your favorite burrito, I mean, Mexican joint here in town?
Man, I go everywhere. Like, I try to see what everybody's doing, but right now I'm stuck with, I know people are going to hate me for it, but Asada, their Asada Burrito, I like that one.
It's called Asada?
Uh-huh. It's over there on,
Man, I'm slipping, man. I ain't heard really of, like, three of y'all's mentions.
Asada's real good.
In the food industry, you'll hear about everyone.
Poliberto's, they're legit. Roberto's, man, a lot of people knock them down because they claim that they're a chain. It's only two restaurants, one in San Diego and the one here. It's not a chain.
Oh, no, I take that back. Favorite tacos. El Gente over there on, I think, like, 29th and Q.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're a small food truck, man, and they don't do really any kind of marketing or anything, but it's just a couple.
There was one that was here in town that had since left, and, man, I asked my brother to push for them because they were struggling, but it was the Borracho Tacos. He worked the club hours,
mm-hmm.
like from 12 o'clock on, midnight hour. Dude, his stuff was legit.
And he was a food truck?
Mm-hmm. All he hired was tech students.
In the depot area?
All over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, man. I'm slipping because I hadn't heard of three of y'all's mentions. So.
And then there's one last one that everybody needs to go hit. It's on Clovis and Avenue Q. It's called Pollo Loco.
Pollo Regio? Right? No. Pollo Rico.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, they are legit. You walk in there and you'll see that spit going with full birds on it.
That's all carbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's some good shit, man. That's pretty good. It is good. You guys want to take a break? Let's take a break. All right. Come right back.
Your Highness, what are we going to do if those little Italian men keep destroying your kingdom? You aren't going to have anywhere to bring the princess back to.
I know.
Yeah.
I need someone to rebuild my kingdom. But who?
King Koopa. May I suggest someone?
Go ahead.
How about Patriot Paint and Construction?
What?
Yes. They actually rebuild the Mushroom Kingdom every time you destroy it.
How can I reach them?
Simply call 806-544-7199. They are insured and bonded and have been in business for more than 14 years.
Now there is no stopping me.
And we're back. So we got to Mark's story, and I'm going to ask you, bro, what's your favorite feel-good memory?
Man, probably playing poker with everybody. I'm just there at the house. We do get angry at the end of it, but
yeah,
that's when we picked him up from Leveland when he was born. We left him there, and the doctor called us and said, "Hey, you got to come pick up your son."
I have to tell everybody that. It's not even true.
Paint the picture of this of the poker games.
Dude, honestly, like, typically it's always a Sunday because that's whenever, like, we're finally all off or something, or even before, like, we started up Jimenez. We'll just be there at our parents' house just playing poker. You would have Mark at one table, me at the other. My dad would hop in from time to time if he just wanted to hang out that long. You would have his two boys facing each other. You would have our mom right there, and then just see you right there for whoever else wants to jump in. So
it's just your family.
Mm-hmm. So, just us. Oh, yeah, straight up. Dude. Just us playing poker. That's it. Like, of course, like, the money stays, like, just between us, so it's not like really anybody's going home with a lot.
It's cutthroat rules.
Either
like,
way.
Oh, we'll call each other out, like, real fast. Like, we'll stop the game.
Is it Hold'em or?
No, just playing poker. And then we have, like, little side games, too, but for the most part, it's just straight up poker.
Dude, that is awesome, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know any.
Well, it started off with mom over here saying that all boys need to know how to play poker, so she taught everybody how to play poker.
Yeah.
I don't know any families that get together and play something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that it don't happen. Dude, that is badass. And your pops plays too?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's good, but he doesn't hop in too much anymore. Like, just don't know why he doesn't, but
who's the badass?
We get mad at Marcus mom. Quite a bit. Our mom, she cheats.
Yeah. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Aiden, he knows what he's doing, but he's just more just happy to be there.
Yeah.
My son, Marcus, it depends what game we're playing. We play this one called Follow the Queen, where the queen's always a wild card. Any card that follows the queen automatically becomes a wild card, and then if another one comes up, it becomes. But if he sees your cards on there, he's already figuring out what you have. And he is almost like 90% of the time accurate.
Fucking Rain Man.
Yeah, we got to tell him to shut up. He's like, this dude knows how to count cards. Like, no, he's not going to be allowed in Vegas.
As we're playing, he's like, oh, I know she's going for a straight. I know he's trying to get a couple of pairs. He's probably, because no one else has this, so he's probably got the four of kind right there. So that's what he's trying to go for. And we finally just told Marcus, you're not allowed to talk anymore, man. Just shut it.
Like, we get mad at him. I'm like, dude, be quiet. Yeah. Stop.
It's like, you know, when you get so good at dominoes, you're like, I know. Dude, play that 5-6, dude. And you're like, what the hell? How does he know that? Like,
yeah, basically.
Dude, dude, I can't tell you, like, that is awesome to me, man, because I don't get to spend as much time as I should with my family just because work sucks, man. We're shorthanded as it is. I live at work as before it was even shorthanded. Now it's worse. So spending family time is something that my dad, like, always did every Sunday. Like, you never knew who was showing up, but he was making a fuck ton of dinner for anybody that he invited. And I always wanted to keep that going, and I try, and now it's just a thing of the past because I'm always working, man. But that is awesome that y'all get together and kick it. And
see, and I think we're pretty lucky too, because, like, even with the restaurant, like, we're, like, on the weekends we're pretty much all there, especially on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, all of us are there. Like, Friday I'll come in, like, after I get out of work, kind of see what they're doing, and I see both his boys there. I see our mom there. I see him there. On the weekends, I know my dad's there, helping out. He's got his own business, and he's over there doing chips. He's helping out with, like, whatever he can. And on Sundays, like, we're all just there hanging out. We're all there. Just, I'm watching them slaying. I'm over there taking the pictures that need to be taken, and yeah, we're just having a good time. Like, that's yesterday, insane. It was pretty fun because, well, mom was laughing. We're making fun of my dad. He's over here laughing. You got Marcus up there. Like, we're just having a blast, man. And
rain or shine, it's always a poker night on Sunday.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Sweet. Man. So, I'm gonna ask you something. So your lady is a white lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did that go over well with the family, or
so
it was nothing?
Her stepmom, like, is also Mexican.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was pretty easy, but not nah, like my mom. She was like,
she
didn't give
a shit.
Care you, Dave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because I know I'm just saying, because I know a lot of old school Mexican families are like, nah, we're not having that shit or
nah,
whatever.
My mom's like, I really don't care.
Yeah, she don't give
Do
a shit.
You? She's like, as long as, like, it doesn't affect me. I was like, all right,
as long
fair
as you're
enough,
not asking me for money.
Yeah.
So when's the wedding?
Man,
hey, take it easy.
Chill, dude. Chill.
Yeah, Courtney. When's the wedding, Courtney?
Chill.
Are you going to do your own catering, or are you going to have somebody else do it?
Love the girl, but she
if you did get married, would you do your own catering?
Don't do that, so bro. Don't do that.
You want to hear something funny? When my mother married her father, she did her own wedding cake.
No shit.
I didn't even know that.
Was it Pete?
I even saw the pictures of mom cutting into the cake. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, they got a cake. No, mom cut into her own cake.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, seriously.
Holy shit. Hey, man. Whatever works, right?
Save a buck, save a buck.
But I'm sure it was more delicious than any fucking store-bought one.
Not sure. Yeah.
Well, she used to make cakes when she used to work at the Jimenez downtown.
Yeah.
She was the cake creator.
Even after, like, whenever mom was just on that hiatus, whenever y'all were, like... Mom was over here doing, like, weddings, quinces, all of it, like, with fondant and all, like, making flowers look like real flowers.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Putting their heart and soul into it. Yeah.
Literally. But that's what she loves, man, so. Yeah.
Do you fuck with the pan dulce? And if you do, what's your favorite one?
So, I do, the only one I mess with is I do the brownies. The only one.
Yeah, the, like, brownies are good.
So, I know how to read a recipe, but I learned a long time ago, you have to have a hand for it. And you can follow a recipe, but I apparently have a heavy hand because it turns out like crap.
So, do you fuck with people when you call your kolaches kolaches?
No, what do you mean?
When people are expecting a hot dog in it?
No. I had to explain. So, no, I had to get down to explaining that it's not a Czech kolache. It's a version of a Hungarian kolache. Because there's a company here in town, and word got back that they were complaining that we were making kolaches. And because a Czech kolache is more bread filled, more bread. It's just a bigger version. It's breadier, I guess, for lack of a better word. A Hungarian kolache is kind of like thin phyllo bread, real thin, and it's supposed to be round. But I mean, as it is, to make the small little squares is an effort. So we just stuck with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to tell them it's a version of a Hungarian kolache.
I went in there all the time. I didn't even know myself that was a kolache until I heard you say some dude was, you know, picking it out, and you were like, the kolache? And in my mind, I was like, that's not a fucking kolache.
Yeah, no, so, so somebody argued with me that, and they came back the following day, and it's funny you say that. I had it screenshotted in my phone, but it's called a something. Yeah, it's called a something. It's a... There's another word, but Texas called it a kolache because I guess the word is similar to kolache, but no, it's not.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Fredericksburg and ask for a kolache, they will hit you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Shout out to Fredericksburg, man, because they're the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit, dude.
But
great food.
Yeah, to go back to what I was saying, he pointed out it was because you have the cherry or the raspberry, and then the peach or apricot.
So, right? On the kolaches, we do typically it's lemon, blueberry, cherry, and apricot. Apricot, man, it's hit and miss. If people like apricot, they'll buy them all. If not, they'll just sit there forever.
Yeah.
Lemon's always by far a popular one, followed by blueberry. Cherry and apricot, I mean, they're like the stepchildren. Sometimes you like them, sometimes I don't know.
Yeah, because he asked for that, and you said, you pointed, and you're like, the kolache? And once again, I was like, that ain't no fucking kolache. But,
all right. the stuff.
Then I went to Googling.
The stuff, like, so.
Say it out loud in your head, and he was like, that doesn't even sound like kolache, because I did.
And so, like, I don't know why, I know I have a big head, and I have a stupid amount of knowledge in there. I don't know how I know some of this stuff. But yeah, I like all the pan dulce in there, just, I guess, years of doing it. I know what each is, and I know how it's made, and I know why they do this, and I know why they do that.
So he's the boss because he knows more than you?
Dude, he only thinks he's smart.
Kind of am.
Kind of? Just kind of?
I am. I use big words.
I'm the boss because I'm smart.
You have to sound them out. The
You're the one that started out with Tahi. I was like, Michael, that's the. It's not even Tahi, it's the.
I said the.
No.
I didn't say Tahi.
No, you at first you were like Tahi.
I'll say Tahi.
So
you wanna laugh, just come on.
Speaking into a perfect world, like I'm the genie and I'm granting you your wish, right?
Six pack.
Of what? Oh.
Six pack with V.
Got you.
Sorry.
Granted.
Yeah.
It's on the way. A check's in the mail, man. what do you want to achieve from this day forward for you yourself and your barbecue joint?
World domination.
The new world order.
I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people, they would say, like, be on the top 50 list. A lot of people would say just, oh, shoot, like, get rich with it. Me, I want to feed people, man. Like, I want a bliss moment every time I serve. That's it. Like, with barbecue, like, you strive for that because you see, especially if you're the one, like, in a real small joint, like, I remember one night, the first time I had a bliss moment with barbecue was there at Hill. It was during, I guess, the Christmas parade or whatever this past year. It was me and Jewel. Man, we had a line out the door at 7 p.m. Like, it's kind of slow during the – no, take that back. It hit, and then it died off. And then right before that parade, it hit real hard, like a line out the door, like a straight-up mm-hmm. barbecue line. And I pulled a brisket out of the warmer. You see the line right there just staring, and I open it up, and all you hear is ooze. And I remember that one brisket that was laying right in front of me because that was the one I trimmed the night before, got on the smoker and everything. And basically that one I saw from start to finish, and that was, like, just a circle of life for me right there. And that was where my bliss moment was. Like, I remember, like, the song that came on the speaker. And I turned to Jewel, and I was like, this is it. This is why I want to do barbecue. And, yeah, just I'm chasing that bliss moment, man.
It was trying to have oohs and ahs when you pulled it out.
Yeah, like, just like being able to please everybody with just one crazy piece of meat right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. I just want to feed people, man.
Like, I like the Christmas carol. Out the meat, fed out everybody. Ooh,
All right, Mr. Stooge. Scrooge. Whatever you want.
Hey, don't shoot your eye out, man.
It's a Christmas story, not Christmas.
But I'm just saying, man. Hey, don't shoot your eye with that shit.
He doesn't know
man.
Everything. No, man, I just want to feed people. Food is community.
You know what, man? For whatever it's worth, man, I want to speak your success into existence, man, because you're good people, man. You really are. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting right in front of my face. I really fucks with you, man. I want nothing but success for the both of you, man, because y'all are great people, man. And obviously, y'all come up from a great family. And I've been going to Jimenez for, I mean, not even that long, and we've built a relationship, like, I mean, so fast, and with you, man, I really want to speak your success into existence, man. And once again, can you please shout out your pop-up?
Yeah, dude, so me and Adam, we're doing Friends Barbecue there at the brewery OBK June 25th at 11 a.m. We got tickets for sale through Venmo. You're going to get brisket, sausage, ribs. Like, it's not just a couple slices of brisket. You're getting three-fourths of a pound. You're getting a half a pound of sausage, a pound of ribs. You're getting apple coleslaw. You're getting chato beans, elote, and green chili cheese hominy with all the fixings. You're getting a couple concha banana puddings. And
sweet,
yeah,
ass,
dude,
man.
It's going to be great.
And it's Friends Barbecue on Instagram.
Friends Barbecue on Instagram. Yeah, Friends Barbecue, FriendsBBQ_LBK.
Okay, and Jimenez is what on Instagram?
Jimenez_LBK.
LBK. And I know.
Yeah, it was kind of me that created all that. He handles so it. Like, he was like, "Yeah, that's fine."
We had this conversation when he came up, because I was like, "Man, I was telling Mark, I was like, I don't know if he handles that, because when I shout y'all out, you're like, hey, man, make sure you come up for a free so-and-so, or hey, well, next time you're in there, we got you for a free so-and-so. And it's not like I'm going in there for it or I call you in on it. But then I was like, I don't think he runs that.
You're like, man, why is this dude talking in third person? This dude's weird.
Because that's what Mark does.
He's like, he must forget that he offered me a free burrito.
I do. That's how I get the profit margin.
You should get him to describe people for you. It's hilarious.
I am the worst with names.
Like, one of my buddies for the pop-up, he was like, hey, one of your buddies came in. And I was like, okay, who? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, like, can you describe him a little? And he was like, he's a white guy.
He had socks.
Like, okay. And he was like, no, he was excited for tomorrow. And I was like, okay, like, anything? He was like, no, I don't remember anything else. I was like, wow.
The best one, I told him, hey, there's this guy, because he knows the people from Eddie Mays. Hey, he wants to help you out. I don't know his name, though. But he's a Mexican guy. He's good with the chuck wagons. And he was like, okay, how'd I figure? I said, Google Chuck Wagons, Texas A&M. And he did that, and sure enough, he found the guy.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what?
Well, a lot of that, a lot of, because that's me, but a lot of that is not just being forget. It's just not giving a shit. So that's what probably he's like, yeah, whatever, man. I don't give a shit. Like,
no, I do.
He does. That's the thing. He cares about it.
I really do. That comes in. I'm just the world's worst with names and memory.
Once I saw my friend the next day, I was like, holy shit, it's Randall. I was like, wow, that's who my brother was talking about.
Or the guy who smiles. Say, hey, man, some tall, skinny white, some skinny black guy came in, smiles all the time. You're like, who? He worked with you at the ham store.
Eldon.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's what it is, Eldon.
Well, then he does care.
Mm-hmm. So he does. I know. It was funny because Eldon came in like a minute later.
I was like, that's him.
Yeah, here he is. Straight up. He must have heard me.
Mm-hmm. But no, like faces I remember, cars, people's cars I remember.
Yeah.
People's names and what they look like, I'm completely lost.
You don't remember people's faces?
To a degree.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, when I see it. When I see it.
Very small degree.
So y'all's weekend on the week, y'all's weekend, your menu on the weekend, it changes, right?
So it's our everyday menu. Well, not everyday. Our normal menu, and then we add chile verde, barbacoa, menudo, and whatever he decides to smoke.
Sweet, and that's only on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. The barbecue's only on Sundays.
I'm talking like
the menudo and barbacoa. Yeah, that's Saturday
and
Sundays.
That's by the pound. The barbacoa by the pound.
We can do burritos, tacos, or pound.
Oh, okay. Plates, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was strictly by the pound.
We're flexible.
Oh, okay, cool, and. Get there early because that barbacoa goes fast, right?
Dude, the last, for graduation week, tech graduation week, I mean, we were out of barbacoa by like 9. Menudo was like around 10.
On Sunday.
That's what?
We opened at 8 on Sundays.
Yeah. I've yet to try y'all's menudo. I've been wanting to try it, but I haven't had a chance to try it. Every time I get there, I order something else.
I know.
Yeah, but.
You're missing out, man.
I know I am. I know I am. So I guess I'll see y'all on Sunday because.
Watch us be out.
I know. It's like, well, we had some, but we're out.
Thank you, fucker.
Now, in full disclosure, with as popular as the menudo and the barbacoa are, I know people, if they're able to call it in, I only give them like a 30-minute window because people are asking for it. So if you're not there within 30 minutes, I put it right back.
That's
up.
That's
it.
So. Yeah. At least you do that, though, man, because I wouldn't. It's hard to trust people nowadays.
Yeah. No, so that's why I do the 30-minute window. That or if you pay. You pay, I'll hold
well,
it for you all day.
You know, shout out to Jacob. You sent the marble cake to Pennsylvania, man. Yeah.
I was going to bring that up earlier.
Dude, that dude is legit. Like, I didn't know who
he
was.
He's over here messaging the Jimenez account right now.
So, no, I didn't know who he was, but he started sending me. Now, so the personal side of me has a strange sense of humor.
Yeah.
And this guy hit every note of it. And I was like, you are my new best friend, man. Like, we are best friends forever. I don't know who you are.
Sins, dude. They're hilarious. I feel bad because I don't follow any memes account on Jimenez, but he's always sending some gold. And I'm like, look at this. Just straight memes to the Jimenez account.
Shout out Jacob, man.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish I could post it, but I can't. But no, so yeah, it's just I wake up and first thing I do, let's see what. What is he called? Jake the
Lone Star Chalupa
Champ. Chalupa Champ. Let's see what Jake sent. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
He's like, dude, don't you work, man?
Yeah, just send them. I was like, JP just shouted you out on the podcast.
So, yeah, no. He, as soon as I got that, I was like, I don't know who you are, man. I don't know how you found me. I don't know if it was by mistake.
All right,
but
Liam
I think,
Nelson.
But it was, it was like, you've got a talent that I like, and so we are.
Dude, that's awesome. Not a lot of people are going to get that.
Oh, yeah. If you ever notice, we always do, like, quotes and movies are always in somehow tied.
Our minds just work in songs, memes, and movies. That's it for me.
And it's crazy because you can, like, just quote a crazy movie, and the people that get it, you're like, man, I fucks with you. Oh. Yeah.
So, you know, he's always doing these crazy things. You know, hey, do this to Mark. So, Nelson Lim, man, shout out to you, bud. He's an older Asian dude, straight face, like stone, doesn't have any expression, very rarely talks. But he put out on Monday, hey, go boo, tell Mark, boo this man. He came in, monotone as can be, boo this man. I was like, you deserve everything you want. It's all yours.
He's like, go in there and pull Mark's shirt down.
This is the most monotone dude you'll ever meet. He would be like, hello, my name is, what's the name?
Nelson Lim.
My name is Nelson.
So very rarely do I see a phone number come across and I'll call the person back. Nelson calls, I'm calling him back. After he did that, like, dude, you will get a phone call from me.
The one story that had me rolling was you did like a slow-mo to the back kitchen window. He comes to the window. Yeah, that had me rolling, man. But it's always gold when you quote a movie and someone, it's a random movie and someone gets it. You're like, yeah, fucks with you. But the next story will be go in there and pull Mark Shorts down.
Nah, man.
And get punched in the face. Yeah, with a free taco. Really.
Some girl, she posted a video online. I didn't even check what he put down there. And she came up with some story like, hey, can I get your number, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, I lost mine, so can I have yours? I was like, no, I don't even know you. And then she posted online, like, you know, they have this stupid company. They put on this stupid thing trying to get people to come in, and she's eating a barroco a taco.
Oh, shit.
I was like, yeah, that was good.
Man. That's why I always got to put in parentheses, gotta be in person and must show Mark this. Because he won't look at it half the time, and then he's like, what the hell is going on?
I'm like, what's going on?
You don't even follow the account. He's not even following the Jimenez account.
No, we're always...
His oldest son didn't for, like, until last month. And I was like, seriously, dude?
And you slipping, man.
For real. Like, you work here.
No, it's just we're always so pressed for time that I don't have time to look until somebody pulls something. I was like, what are you getting? Like, I don't even look. I'm like, you want free taco, fine. We'll get you.
God, you're giving them all the power right there.
I know.
Well, I know for a fact that he's working like a donut shop hours, because when I'm working overnight, I'll get forwards from him at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm like, yeah, he's at work. Like,
he just doesn't sleep.
I really don't. I get maybe like about an hour or two of sleep.
God, like I said, we're crazy. Dude,
that is insane.
For a while there, I was only getting like 45 minutes.
That's gonna catch up, man.
I'm ready. I'm ready to sleep.
Give me a hospital bed and an IV.
So it's funny you say that. I'd had that conversation with my kids, like when I die.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, it's going to happen. I'm going to die. Probably one of y'all going to be here. First thing you need to do is call grandma so she can come over, because you're not going to know what to do.
You're not going to outlive your mom?
Probably not.
No, come on, bro.
You don't know my mom. My mom.
You don't know her. I think she's going to outlive me. Yeah.
God dang.
So they know to call her, pull the dogs away, because after a while, dogs will start feeding on whatever's
start
there.
Eating you.
And then call the cops. And my mom, everybody's like, that's kind of weird. And you ask my kids, and they're like, yeah, we know what to do. Like, it doesn't faze them anymore. I'm like, man, they got to be ready for all that. You never know. So I'm ready.
Yeah. Say your goodbyes. Pull the dogs away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be so afraid. Excuse me. I used to be so afraid of dying, man. And I think as you get older or whatever, it's not a big fear anymore.
Dude, I'll be honest. I don't want to live past 65. Like, straight up, because I don't want to go through, like, the old age of, like, everyone, like, either thinking I'm annoying or me going through, like, dementia or something like that. I'm like, dude, like, I'd rather, like, just be done right there in my prime. And I'm like, this would be cool. This would be neat. Right there, just done.
I'm just looking for some sleep.
But you don't have kids.
Exactly.
Would that change if you had kids? You're like, man, I got to live to see these.
Depends on how old they're.
I've already raised mine. They're good.
My pops passed away at 64, and it devastated me, man. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I don't have kids like that. That could probably change later on, because, like, I do see a future with my girl and everything, but I don't know.
See, and, like, my mind works a little differently. I look at, like, I don't want to be a hindrance on somebody. So I don't want to get to that point, like, kind of like says dementia or just whatever could come about. I mean, whether it's a disease or, you know, just being old. But I don't ever want to be a hindrance on somebody, so I'd rather. And plus, I don't want them to think about, man, I remember my dad was like at this or this, or, you know, he was this. I'd rather just, you know, go out on.
My dad couldn't wipe his ass.
Pretty much,
I'd wipe my dad's ass. Yeah.
Like, no, yeah, no kid ever wants to put their parent in a home and then have to see that. Sure. Like, our neighbors across the street, Charlie and Donna, like, we love them to death. Saw them probably a couple weeks ago because he came to the restaurant. Man, like, they're in their 70s and. Like, they just went downhill fast. Like, I hate saying this, but, like, for them, that was probably the best option. But that's something I would not want to put on my kids or anything. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of, like, where the downfall, like, of you, me, mom, and our dad is, that we're pretty, like, I guess cold in a sense like that. We're, like, if we see something make sense to us, we'll cut it off right there and just be like, it is what it is. But now, like, you're right, the hindrance, we don't want to put that on anybody, because, like, we're very independent as well, and we don't want a burden.
Yeah, exactly. But when you have kids, man, it shouldn't be a burden to your kids. I totally understand what you're saying.
Like, I mean, it even goes down to even, like, barely. This is the first year that I've ever let anybody know when my birthday is or celebrate it. I just don't do any of that. Don't do any Christmas, any of that. Just because you have other things to do. Don't have to burden about me. Don't have to worry about me. Just, hey, there it is. It is what it is. It's just another day.
I'm the
to
same way. To be honest,
I still forget when your birthday is.
I know. Trust me. It's cool.
I think the 21st.
Yes.
Of September. I was about to say the 27th.
Of September.
Does Facebook February. Have to remind you?
Dude, I... No, he doesn't even have it on there.
Dude, I have everything blank.
Like, honestly, I'm the same way. Like, you can't find... if unless you truly know me, you won't know when it is.
Yeah, you have to put a birthday in Facebook. I had a Facebook since... No, I had a Facebook since, like, tech when I was a student, when it was only tech students get a Facebook. And you had to put a birthday. And I was like, I don't want my birthday. So I put, like, a weird-ass birthday, and I never changed it.
You're probably thinking
so
that's my
every
birthday.
Year, every year on that date, it's like, it's JP's birthday. And I was like, no, the fuck it ain't.
Gonna put out a post. It's not my birthday. This is false alarm.
Yeah, and, yeah, well, people still, they figured out my birthday, so they still put birthday. But anyway, before we leave, man, do you have any shout-outs, bro?
Just Friends Barbecue, really. Just trying to get that one up and running so that... I mean, I want to be successful, but I know my time's coming up, so I need it to start kind of heading toward his direction.
Yeah, shout out to Friends Barbecue, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Back at Jimenez OBK. Definitely our pops, too. Man, that man knows how to throw down with some clippers. He's been doing it for a hot minute. He's got his own, I think it's Phil Flores underscore LBK. It's not crazy active on there, but I promise he won't mess you up.
And where's his shop?
Over there in the Park Towers building on 27th and Q. Also, shout out to Zavala's and both Joe and JoJo over there down in Grand Prairie. Top 50 over there.
On Brisket in Maine.
Brisket in Maine. There you go.
We went to Zavala's for my buddy's bachelor party, and you would have thought we were family, bro. Joe is a badass dude.
Dude, he is. Like, I met him once. I don't even think I met him. I met somebody else. Can never remember that dude's name. And then Joe messaged me after. He was like, you trying to get back into barbecue? I was like, you offering a spot? And he was like, maybe. And I was like, man, that'd be cool. But I was too deep in the food industry, or in the food broker.
He's a badass dude, man.
Dude, that dude could throw down. And one of his main pitmaster, Joe, it's funny, Joe. But Joe, he came down. He's got some family out here in Lubbock. And he came down while me and Adam were cooking one night. And we talked for a hot minute. And honestly, like, he cares about his employees. He does not want them to be there long term, because he wants them to go off and do their own thing.
Their own shit.
Like, it's really cool whenever you have joints like really like that, where they just want to teach, kind of like build you up, and then you go off, learn some stuff on your own, do whatever.
Yeah,
and just make a name for yourself.
And Joe's a software consultant, is he not? Or is did he leave that alone?
No, I think he still has his 40-hour week job, but yeah, that dude, he's...
He's good people, man.
He is.
And this is quite the moment to shout out your mom and your girl, bro.
Shoot, man. Love you, mama. You know, you're always mad at me, but it's okay. I'm still going to love you. Courtney, I know I always say dumb things, but you know I love you too.
Hell yeah, man. Once again, thank you guys for coming, man. It really made my week, and it's only Monday, and it's been the highlight Monday. Of my week, man.
Wait, is it really?
For
it's
real,
only Monday.
It's only Monday. I know.
It's about
a
your week. I'm sorry.
It's a long week ahead of y'all, for both of y'all.
Shit.
Yeah. Tonight is actually my Friday. I get a couple of days off, so yeah. Shout out to me. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to JP.
Yeah, man. But shout out to DJ Kipo.
Shout out to the missus too.
And the wifey.
Oh.
Shout out to DJ Kipo, Patriot Paint and Construction, and Think It A Burrito, man. Without you guys, this show would be nothing. I love y'all to death.
Shout out to the birdie, Think It A Burrito. Legit.
That's a legit burrito.
True.
And I'm glad y'all guys, I'm really glad y'all guys, you know, venture off. And there's so much money and food in this world for everybody, that the hatred
there is no
there's just no room for hatred, man, and I love that about y'all, man. Y'all shout out everybody, man. So That's awesome. And there's love for everybody. But shout out to all the listeners. Thank you, guys. And shout out to the John Eric Media, the Pendejos every Friday. Deep Dive with Donnie Flamingo's coming back July 2nd. So be prepared. Get your tinfoil hats back on. And until next time, guys, read some books.
Yourself.
The super flow with more jokes than Bazooka Joe, a mix between Superfly Snooker and the Super Hole. True MC like El Trupanibre. Digest a group and sell the poop on eBay. Danger with the vest screaming, shoot the DJ. Doom clicking over two chickens three way. Four in the five, a cork on the freeway. Villain find a way to make him pay whatever we say. State your intentions. I really love your tape, but I hate your inventions. Very well, what you want, a brownie? He took off the mask and whispered, put me where you found me. He kept his paper digits in a chunk. Once joined a rap clique, midgets into crunk. Did a solo on the oboe. Could've sold a million, then the villain went for dolo. And cited creative differences. Basically they hated, he left no jaded witnesses. Rappers suck when they spit, I doubt them. The crap they sing about, you wanna slap the fucking shit out them. Time waits for no man. On a blind date, a lover with a slow chrome hand. Judged him by his shoes, hot smelly brogan. Buzzed him with the news, called him pot-bellied Conan. No prick barbarian, a strict baritarian, a sick pair of merry men. The beat is like a swift kick in the rear end. The stiff made her lose the lipstick and hairpin. He said, jam, act like you know me. Even with the mask on, show me what you owe me. Tell her brush her grill and wash her face and twat, homie. Do my leg got hala and you wash her got kugome. What we have here is a failure to communicate. If you're gonna hate, might at least get your rumors straight about doing great. A lot more confident, came a long way since the days we had the rhyme for rent. It was time.